This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill that would raise billions of dollars for transportation projects passed the Colorado House today, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Fees, fees, fees. That's what you can expect from a new bill that'll pump money into the state's aging transportation system. They'll range from a few cents on gasoline sales to a few dollars for vehicle rentals and even more to register your car. The money raised will go toward road repair and expansion, transit service, electric vehicle incentives, and more. The bill will soon head to the governor for a signature, and the new fees will kick in next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
State lawmakers also voted today to spend $15 million to support unemployed coal workers. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
The money is the first major funding for the Office of Just Transition that was created in 2019. It would support workers who have lost their jobs, or are likely to, as coal mines and power plants close across the state. This includes funding for job training, tuition reimbursement, and financial planning. Most of the state's coal-fired power plants are expected to close before 2040. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
The Broncos confirmed today that Empower Field at Mile High has been cleared for full capacity seating for the season that kicks off in late August. And the Rockies are also approved for capacity crowds at Coors Field. Tonight, Denver and Fort Collins mostly clear, Grand Junction mostly clear, decreasing clouds for Vail. This is CPR News.